to Americana with your hosts,
Benzie and Wilkes.
Thanks for tuning in.
Hello, Americana listeners.
Yay, we are back.
Happy New Year.
Yes, it is the new year. I know this, it's been a few weeks since we last connected, so this is going to be our catch-up episode since we are already 3 weeks into 2017.
I know, can you believe it?
It's crazy. Jeez. So a lot has changed since our last episode. If you listen really closely, you can hear some gurgling.
Can you hear a little bit? Oh, she got podcast shy.
And it's because our little nugget is now an Isla Rae.
No, she's out and she's here.
Oh.
She's a person.
She's a human being with thoughts and feelings. There she is.
Cute little chunky cheeks.
You guys have to see her. She's so beautiful. And she was born, if you want to share the birthday.
Yeah, January 6th. So she was 3 days late. Made an entrance. Mm-hmm. And no, we're so smitten. We just love her so much.
She's an evening baby, so she's very calm and relaxed.
Is that a thing?
I don't know, but maybe it is. I'm going to make it a
thing. You know what? Wait, because so morning babies are like a little bit more fussy?
I don't know. Maybe they're just more alert and awake. She waited until the nighttime to wake up.
Let's talk about this because...
Is that a theory?
Yeah, and I think it's one of those like remember when I would tell you the Chinese like sayings like... at the belly, the line.
Oh, yeah. The wife's tail. Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So her cousin is born on the same day.
Literally. On the same. They were born on the same day, January 6th of this year.
Yep. So she's early.
In the morning.
And then she was born at 1:14. And she, the mom, like, we'll text because we'll, like, go through our growing pains. Like, we'll, at 3 in the morning, I'll be texting because we're both up breastfeeding, you know? So, and she's like, my baby, like, cries during the day but sleeps at night. Like, she's, like, really alert and, like, fussy during the day.
Mm-hmm.
But she was a morning baby.
Mm-hmm.
And Isla is, like, I can't complain. She sleeps all day. She maybe wakes up for a couple hours. And I have to, like, get her awake, literally, like, disrobe her so I can give her a bath.
She's so beautiful. She's sleeping right now. She just had lunch, I guess, early dinner. So she just fell asleep randomly, but she will wake up in a few minutes, I'm sure. Oh my God, she's so beautiful. Everybody here is obsessed with her.
Yeah.
Wilkes has to send me pictures like every day.
Yeah, I have to send my sister a picture every day, like a morning picture. I send you guys a picture every day.
Yeah, we have like a family chat.
Yeah, I'll send one every day for them.
So beautiful.
And then my friends are like, oh, we want to see, like, they forgot about me. Now it's like, how's the baby?
One day I was like, Wilkes, you know? I miss your face. So she goes, me or the baby?
Yeah.
And I'm like, well, her, of course, but you too.
Thanks for including me, you know, or remembering me for that part. But,
So it's been an exciting start to 2016 in the personal realm as far as us having the new little baby in town.
Yeah. So it's just been hectic. So that can, you know, that explains why we've been kind of MIA. Mm-hmm. But I feel like this is a great place to start again because this can be like our season 2.
Yeah, this is season 2, episode 1, quote unquote.
Uh-huh. And I feel like it's like to the day when we started our first episode.
We posted it in the third week of January
in
2016, and that was episode 1, Resolution Revolution.
Uh-huh.
Where we talked, just as a really quick recap, we talked about how this is a time of year when people are sticking to their resolutions still, and there's something very poignant about the start of a brand new year. And then we discussed some alternatives, and we discussed, for instance, maybe not having a New Year's resolution, but either having like one in the middle of the year, like a checkpoint in June,
mm-hmm.
or maybe something personal that is more your birthday. And then myself and some friends of mine, we do like your word of the year. And I still haven't settled on a word yet. But it's something that you kind of make it your own.
Yeah.
So we're kind of interested to know what our listeners, if they have any goals this year, what kind of approach you take to resolutions, if it's like, everybody always says wealth, health and wealth are your two big ones.
Or I just feel like a lot of people, I want to know the rare few that like stick to their resolution. I feel like everyone starts off in like, I'm going to work out, or I'm going to do this, and I'm going to do this, I'm going to do this, and then like maybe in the beginning of February, you're just already like burned out.
Mm-hmm.
Or...
It's burnout. It's partly that it's hard to make a habit. It's hard to break a habit. So you have certain habits you want to break that unless you're very diligent, they're hard to break. And then there's something that it's like you do something for 30 days, it's a habit. For 40 days, it's a lifestyle. Mm-hmm. Something 45 days is a lifestyle, something like that.
Okay, that's interesting.
But it's hard to get to that 30. It's hard to get to that 30 day.
It's hard.
No. I bought a brand new journal at the dollar spot at Target. Nice.
So are you writing?
Well, I was writing at night, and I haven't written in like a week, and I saw it, and I'm like, oh, man, I forgot I'm supposed to write every night. Man. Darn. And I was like, no. But it really does get, like, me as a writer, I haven't written in a long time, and I'm like, hello, my new journal. And that, like, as you start working that, I guess that gift or that talent, it really starts coming out more. Like when you go back to work, you're gonna not necessarily pick it right up where you left off.
Yeah, but
you slowly start working your way right back to where you were.
It's true. I feel like now, I appreciate when people come visit me because I'm like, I need adult interaction a little bit. Like I'll just be baby talking.
There she
is. I'll baby talk the baby all day, and then like I realize like when Lil gets home, I'll be like, oh my god, hi, and I'm like,
hello, adult.
You know, I'm like, go back to your normal decibel.
So you who work in the medical field, is there any truth to not speaking in baby talk to babies?
No.
Because people do that, and I'm like, you sound so cold talking to the baby like if they're an adult.
I think there gets a point, like an age where you should talk to your kid, like, so they understand, you know?
Mm-hmm.
You're not going to be, I don't know, saying, no, you can't do that, by saying, no, you can't do that, honey. You know, you have to be a little strict. But I think it's important. Kids don't know the difference right now. Like, I couldn't talk to Isla in a stern way. She'd probably be like, oh, my goodness, no.
Well,
love.
She wouldn't even be able to formulate a thought.
Yeah, like, and she'd just be so dry when she becomes able to talk on her own, you know? Yeah.
I mean, I think it is key to enunciate when they are getting to the place where you want them to say their first few words. But when she's this little, she's only a few weeks old.
I mean, come on. You can't help but, like, I have to, like, fight the urge to squeeze her because I just think she's so cute.
There was a moment downstairs when you were holding her and you were just like, oh, and I saw you like,
I just want to because I just love her.
She already has separation anxiety.
I know, I really do.
Because I was like, maybe we should leave her sleeping
and like,
bring her with us.
She wants a podcast, right? Yeah.
She can.
She had opinions.
She can now because she's not grabbing things and throwing them yet. But maybe when she's a little older, Leo can stay with her.
Mom, I've got opinions.
For me, the most surreal part is seeing my baby cousin, your husband, be a dad, you know? And, like, I stopped seeing him as a baby years ago, especially when he was engaged to you and all of that, or even earlier than that, when I noticed that this was a serious relationship.
Yeah.
But there are moments that I'm like, my little cousin, oh, my God. And then I think back to when he was a baby, and I'm like, oh, my little cousin. But I was also a kid, so it's not like him.
But you know, it's so funny that we've become those people. Like, I see my young cousins, and I'm just like, oh, my God, I know. When it's their birthday, and I'm like, you're turning 21.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my
God.
You're
going to drink?
Oh, my God. I remember when you were born. Mm-hmm. And then, like, and then I think, oh, my God. I remember how annoyed I was when people would say that to me. Like,
well,
I remember
we
when you were
that.
This little.
Oh, my gosh. And there was a moment. I forgot. Like, we had tons of events during the holidays. And I forgot who it was. I think it was Roosevelt. And I said something like that to, like, Mark or someone. I don't remember. I was saying, me and another cousin of ours were both sharing the sentiment of, like, wow, I remember when you were, like, small. Or I remember, you don't remember me, but I remember you. And they just look at you like, okay.
Right.
And then my cousin who's older, he turns and looks at me. He goes, wow, we're becoming those people. And I'm like, that's us.
They come and, like, squeeze your cheeks and, you know, be like, oh,
you don't remember
your mom's tummy.
Yeah, you don't remember me? And my little cousins, who are, like, 17 now, like, OJ.
Yeah.
I remember getting pictures when we were so, because he's my godmother's kid.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, oh, my gosh, I have a godbrother. He was little and cute, and now he's, like, an adult driving me around.
Now,
I'm like,
no, now
I'm
you're
God.
Just like, wait a minute, growing too fast.
Yeah. Well, as it's an interesting perspective this year from last year, because she wasn't necessarily not planned, but she wasn't like, okay, this month we're going to have a child. So this time last year, you weren't necessarily planning to have a kid.
No.
So do you feel like your goals have changed this year?
Yeah, no, definitely. I think both of Leo and I feel like once the baby's here, you know, I think being pregnant, you're just kind of preparing yourself for delivery, you know, that's what I was thinking about, or like having her clothes ready.
They're all hung up here.
Very like short term kind of thing. And now it's like all long term. We're thinking about how, you know, what kind of bank account we're gonna get for her. You know, we want to move into our own house. And mm-hmm. so it's very long term, and we just want her to have everything. So we're just like, what can we do on the side to make extra, you know, just so she's good. I don't know.
Well, I mean, that's every parent's desire, mm-hmm. and somehow everyone makes it.
Yeah.
You know, the kid survives and they're happy. Maybe not with every little luxury they wanted, but every parent wants to give their kid everything. To the point where I remember you were telling me, like, oh, Mommy and Me ballet classes.
Yeah.
Oh, she cannot even sit up.
I've looked up everything. That's at 18 months. And then 6 months
So next June, we'll be talking about putting her.
6 months, she can do Daddy and Me swim classes.
That's going to be so fun and so important here in Florida.
For sure. I'm like, I need to.
Because yeah, I unfortunately know of two separate cases in my church of children mm-hmm. under the age of 4 who passed away. Yeah, unfortunately. No, so it's just terrifying here in Florida.
It's very scary. And the fact that most of the houses you go to have a pool.
Well, her grandparents have a pool here.
So. Her aunts and, you know, everyone. Mm-hmm. So that's a big thing. I was looking up Gymboree classes. That she could start at 6 weeks.
Well, that'll be fun.
And it's like a little music class and like tummy time.
I tagged you in one of the bathing suits for Mommy and Me. And I was like, I can imagine you guys going to New Smyrna in your little Mommy and Me bathing suits.
For sure. We can't wait to take her to the beach. We can't wait to like...
Before she was born, Wilkes and I went to Target and we had a Target trip. And we were just, like, fawning over these baby bathing suits.
It's so cute.
So your goals have changed previously from, like, how can me and Leo, you know, make our, you know, advance in our career? And I think houses were always something you were looking at. But now it's, like, the focus becomes the child.
Yeah, now we're just, like, strictly for her. What mm-hmm. can we do so she has a good life, you mm-hmm. know? Mm-hmm. Which just also encompasses our careers and all that, because we're not going to, like, quit our, you know, you need to have a... be in a good place at work to be able to
but I feel like the focus comes off of your betterment for yourself, and it's now I need to be better for her
mm-hmm. right?
So the plan is the same, but now the focus is a little different. The why is a little different.
That's definite. So I think Leo for this year, I think his word is yes. I think he'll overthink sometimes with mm-hmm. like freelance and stuff and just be like no, and he's like no, this year I'm gonna say yes.
Well, I will say Leo is somebody who's very big-hearted, and I feel like he has a lot of duty. Mm-hmm. So, like, in the sense of, like, he has a duty to himself or to his family, and there are times when, leading to the point, which was last year, my word, unbeknownst to myself at the beginning of the word, but it was selfish, like, to be a little selfish, and it comes with bad connotations mm-hmm. a little bit. But I was inspired by Leo. Before he met you, the year that he met you, he said he was going to be a little more selfish that year. And within that year, like, he bought himself his first car, like, not his first car, he had other cars, but, like, the car he's in now, and he met you, and he took the trip to go meet you, mm-hmm. and it was just really interesting concept, and when he shared that with me, I kind of internalized it, and I kind of made that my focus last year, you know, and it was just do things for myself. And in the process, I was traveling. I met so many new people. I advanced in my career. I bought myself my car mm-hmm. versus, like, trying to please everyone and, like, no, you're right. I shouldn't have a car payment. No, you're right. I should just invest in this old 15-year-old car that wasn't getting anywhere. And then I got myself a new vehicle, and I was just allowed myself to do things for me without needing to give people permit, or rather to get permission from people.
Right.
And it was very liberating.
Yeah, I think the being selfish, it does come with, you know, that person's so selfish. But it's good to put yourself first sometimes mm-hmm. because, you know, if you put other people's first, my mom says that not everyone's going to be happy with all the choices you make. Right?
Absolutely. Yeah, so it's like you try to please everyone. The whole crowd.
Yeah.
No, not everyone's, you're always going to have something that is failing.
Right.
My director at my job actually said, he's like, I'm not into consensus management.
Mm-hmm.
And he was like, I will hear you out, but that does not mean I have to please every person.
Right.
Now, he was speaking from a perspective of policy at work, but again, that was one of those things where I think it's important to take what you hear and make it your own.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I heard that, I'm like, wow, that aligns with, like, philosophy
mm-hmm.
over the past year, which was... They say that you cannot pour from an empty cup.
Yeah.
So it's hard to give to others when you feel like you're lacking.
Right.
or like the whole adage of, you know, when you're on a plane and they say put the mask on yourself
right.
before you're putting it on your children, your first reaction as a mom now is to want to help Isla.
Yeah.
But if you're passing out, then you can't help her either. Mm-hmm. You know, it's easier for you to make sure you're good and then she's okay as well.
Yeah.
So that was kind of where I started looking. That was my perspective over the past year. And so if you guys have anything that you also felt you internalized last year, if you took and adopted the whole concept of a word, share it. Of course, you guys know our social media pages.
Yeah, definitely. So, well, this year, besides us and our resolutions, it has started off with more or less of a, I don't know, what would you say, bittersweet, sorrow, horror, fear.
Well, I would like to say that the Americana is bipartisan, but sure. we have pretty openly expressed certain disappointment that we've had with this election selection.
Definitely. And now I'm just happy I can write, you know, I was filling out the baby's baby book and it's like, who was the president when I was born? And I'm so glad I can write Barack Obama.
She made it by 14 days.
Yeah.
Wow. By 2 weeks, probably to the day.
Exactly to the day.
Because she was Friday. Born on Friday.
Right. Mm-hmm. So, you know, now with Donald Trump as president, it's just very, I don't know, it's just a new thing. It's very new.
Yeah, it is very new. I think it's healthy to switch things up in the country.
Sure.
You know, we were Democrat for 8 straight years, and we're going back to the Republican mentality, I think, overall as a country. And so it'll be healthy to switch it up again in another 8 years if it's not in 4 years. As far as I can remember, since I was old enough to actually understand politics, every president has been there for both terms. Because it happened with George Bush, it happened with Clinton, it happened with Obama, and now my trend, because of my age, of how far back my consciousness goes, I'm like, is it also going to happen with Donald, you know?
I hope not.
But what I do hope for, and I actually put this on my Facebook with quite a good reception, and this is how I would describe my political stance. I say I am a pro-life conservative feminist who is an immigrant to this country, and very much begrudgingly voted for Hillary, although I am physically disgusted by Trump. So it was, I was straddling both parties for a long time, and even in the voting booth, I was just like, man, can my conscience ever be clear regardless of who I vote for? But I moved to this country, and it's been great to my family and I, and for the sake of the people in this country, I really hope he succeeds.
Yeah.
I mean, we're going to have to deal with a lot of, you see, I told you so. But
we definitely hope he succeeds, right? You don't want to go into another, you know, depression or anything serious, another, I don't know, big war with Russia or anything crazy like that. But I think I might be the opposite. I'm definitely pro-choice. I think there's no politics in a woman's body. It just, to me, they have no correlation. Like, Donald Trump shouldn't be able to tell a woman what she can and can't do with her own body, you know? So that's where I'm just like, you know, with the women's march that happened yesterday, it's very, I was proud to see all of that.
Me too.
You know, it's like definitely, you know, this shouldn't be something we should still in this day and age be fighting for, right? Like, my God, we went back to the 50s, I feel like.
Well, there were a lot of other things that were being protested beyond pro-life or pro-choice. And I think that being a pro-life feminist is kind of contradictory to a lot of people. But that's just my personal stance on it.
Yeah.
But I do still want equality, and I do still want an even playing field. And I was so proud. I know a lot of my friends, one of them here in Orlando, the other one in New York, who both marched. And it was very humbling to see this kind of bravery to put yourself in that position. And it was very inspiring to see, like, this was done peacefully. Granted, you have your pockets in certain cities where certain violence erupted. But overall, it was a peaceful, very strong, very well-covered protest, which I have not seen in my lifetime.
It's nice to see.
This is going to go down in history books. Like, she's going to study those kind of things.
Yeah, and it's true because this whole election, when they say historic, historic, to me, I only compare it to, well, it's historic in the way that it's not as historic, right? Because Obama had 1.8 million people go to his inauguration. And Trump's, I watched it. It was empty. Mm-hmm. Like, there was legit, like, grass. You could see the grass in the, in the memorial, like, in the monument, the river thing. Like, comparing it to who went to Obama's inauguration and Trump's, empty, right? This whole, this is the largest, I think, inauguration protest that's ever happened.
Mm-hmm.
The Women's March on, in all the different cities. And I, like you, have a friend in New York who she marched. And I had a friend in D.C. who she went. And it is very empowering for a woman to be able to, and men and everybody. I feel like it wasn't any discrimination of who was there. Men, African American, Latino, you know.
White, Asian, of all sorts.
Yeah.
I saw a lot of boys, like children, husbands, the boyfriend of the girl in New York. I know she went and he's like, I'm so proud of you. And it was really encouraging to see, regardless of where you stand on the issue, as far as whether you're Republican or Democrat, whether you voted for Trump or voted for Hillary, the fact that we do live in a country where you're not going to get tear gas for protesting, the fact that people can come together for that should be a point of pride.
It shouldn't be a separation, right? Women's rights are human rights. Like, it's not, oh, women's, these are your rights, and men, this is your, no. Everyone, it's just as a human, these are basic principles and basic rights that we should just have. You know?
Agreed.
So
I hear a lot of things on Facebook of people saying, like, oh, you know, this has happened, get over it, or what are we going to do now? But it's like, but these are the same people who would say, oh, now you guys are interested now that it's election year. So which one is it? Are we going to just suck it up and grin and bear it?
Yeah.
Or should this be something that we should continuously keep in the forefront? Because it's kind of like a bandwagon fan for a sports now that the Super Bowl's coming up on your favorite season. And you start wondering, like, okay, so who, you know, if you're going to be upset, are you going to be upset at people who constantly talk about politics, or those who only care when it's election time?
But you know what? That is true, because, but it's, can you get mad at people? You want them to get interested when it matters, right? Like, you want them to go out and vote. And this year, a lot of people didn't go and vote. And maybe if they would have, maybe the result would have been a little different, right? Yeah. You know, so.
I mean, you'll have your other conspiracy theorists who are like, it wouldn't have made a difference.
Yeah, maybe it wouldn't have, but that's when that doubt is already there. That maybe it could have, maybe it wouldn't. Who knows? We don't know. So it's one of those things that you can't really, it's easy to get mad at the bandwagon fan, but hey, a Super Bowl wouldn't be, it, you know.
The Super Bowl is a Super Bowl because about a third of the people there are bandwagon fans,
right? Because I don't care who the teams are if it's not mine.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm going to root for somebody because I want to watch it, right?
And it's just something that it's a part of our culture. It's a huge part of just America's, say, baseball's America's pastime. But I would argue football is probably right up there with too. You know?
Yeah.
So it's probably even bigger than the World Series, you know, I would say. But it's just, you know, we're using something lighthearted, which is the Super Bowl, to compare it to something that's politics, which impacts us in a much more deep way. But it's the same concept, the same idea.
So it's
going to be an interesting year. I kind of really have high hopes for 2017 because 2016 got such a bad rap.
I think so much bad happened in 2016, and I think a lot of the focus was on the election and how. I feel like we were hearing it around this time last year, and it went all the way through the year.
We were still talking about it. Yeah. We thought it'd be over, but it's not.
Like, in the beginning of the year, you're just like, Donald's running? Baha, that's a joke.
Yeah.
Then, like, midterm, you know, mid-season, like, you're just like, wait a minute, he's got a chance? Oh, crap. Then it's like him versus Hillary. You're like, oh, shoot. What? There's a possibility that this guy, who just says you're fired, is his tagline, is going to be president.
And now he is.
Look at that. Trump. And we have to accept that he's the president. We're not going to start, like, talking bad about him and get, like, the FBI search hunting us
down. Donald Trump, we hope you succeed for the sake of this whole country.
We don't wish ill because we live here.
Yeah.
We need to be okay, you know, and I don't want something crazy to happen, you know, you would hope not.
And I mean, even now, we're still dealing with certain repercussions from
Bush's presidency.
Much longer. I mean, we can probably go back to Ronald Reagan mm-hmm. and understand that there are certain effects.
Reaganomics.
Yeah, that are beyond even what we know to not have been our normal back in the 80s, mm-hmm. you know, or in the 70s before Reagan was president. But now they are a part of our everyday life, and he's no longer president. I mean, he's passed, and we're still, you know, probably feeling the repercussions. Mm-hmm. Same goes for Bush, and even more recently, Clinton, and then the other Bush.
And then Obama,
Obama. So the same thing goes for Trump. Maybe things don't impact us now, but when those of us who say it doesn't impact us eventually have children,
yeah.
or, you know, we get up in years, and now it comes time for retirement, and certain things have been taken away.
Your 401k is, like,
you know,
run down.
Or maybe it's been bumped up because great things have happened yeah. in certain presidencies, and that's all we can hope for. You know, and but I don't think we ever intended to be a political podcast, but this year has been very much.
Yeah, and I think this beginning of the year, it's more in the, like, eye right now. And I think about it, and I'm sure Lil does too, where it's like, we have a daughter now.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't want anyone to tell her that she can't do something because she's a woman, mm-hmm. right? Like, she can be whatever she freaking wants to be.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't matter if she's a woman or, you know, Latin.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because that's two things against her, according to Trump, right?
She's a, like, minority because she's a woman of color.
Yeah.
But also she's a female.
Mm-hmm. That's already two things against her that, you know, that's not fair.
Well, I mean, to be honest, I have a friend from work who is this young mid-20s guy.
Mm-hmm.
And he says that he and I don't want to offend anyone with this. He says that he feels white guilt. He is a cisgender white male. He's a straight cisgender white male, meaning that he is straight, he is male, and in his mind he is male. He doesn't uh-huh. feel any sort of, like, gender confusion or anything.
Yeah.
And he's a white male, and he says, I know that I have inherent privileges for things that I did not earn.
Well, at least you know? Recognizes it.
He recognizes it, and so he feels a certain level of guilt. And the way that it manifests itself is that he kind of tries to break the norm.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, he purposefully tries to break certain stereotypes. And I'm like, okay, calm down. You being our friend and respecting us as normal human beings is
yeah.
all we're asking for.
Yeah.
We don't ask for you to bow down to us or anything, you know. So it's just, that's the kind of person that it shouldn't be, okay, which is great, of course, Leo carrying now that it's personally impacting him. You mm-hmm. as his wife and now his daughter. But it's just, you know, the 15-year-old boy who's in high school should care.
Yeah.
The 24-year-old white cisgender male with, you know, with white privilege guilt, he should also care. Same goes for the black woman. Same goes for the black man or the Asian kid.
Yeah.
I think it's a cause that should matter to everyone, that there has to be equality.
Yeah.
Whether you agree on 100% of the points or not,
mm-hmm.
it matters. And it impacts you to some degree.
Oh, yeah. For
know?
Sure.
Absolutely. So, it's going to be very interesting this year. Which can you think of any other major things that are happening this year? Like, for instance, last year we had both the Olympics and the election, which happens every 4 years
mm-hmm.
together.
This year, I'm not sure.
Yeah.
What happens this year?
I can't think of anything.
Or is there anything to move on from a somber to? Are you looking forward to anything this year? Like I'm looking forward to our cousin's trip that we're making, like, a annual thing.
Yes, if you guys remember last year, we talked about horrible vacations.
Yeah.
And that was kind of to prep for the summer months, and we had a big cousin's trip,
mm-hmm.
which Wilkie was maybe 4 months pregnant at the time.
Yeah.
So little Nugget was a tiny baby
tiny,
Nugget.
Tiny, tiny.
And this year, Nugget is already here with us.
I know.
So that's being taken into
they
account.
They want me to leave her, guys.
She said she would leave her, okay?
They want me to leave her. They were
granted. She did say this before she held her in her arms.
I
so.
Know. But I am looking forward to it. I tell them all the time, I'm like, I don't want to be that couple that has a kid and, like, never goes out again.
Yeah,
you
no.
know?
I mean, right now it's understandable because she's little. But
she's little. She's dependent. But, like, in a couple months, I'm going to be like, here, Mom.
The good thing
Grandma.
Is you have both grandmas
mm-hmm.
here. You have a lot of people who want to stay with her
yeah.
and love her very much. So you guys are very much taken care of here.
Yeah, so
but
I'm not.
if you guys recall, for those of us who are faithful, for those of you who are faithful or consistent listeners, we did have the vacation episode.
Yeah.
So last year we went to the Bahamas, and I had a wonderful time.
Oh, it was a blast.
I had so much fun. There were no nightmares. I think one of, there was not a nightmare, but there were annoyances for you, because you're like a Diamond member.
Oh, yeah.
Ugh, gosh. Oh, God, tell us about that.
Well, okay, so my mom, I don't want to come off as like a little brat, but my mom is afraid, terrified of flying. So all our vacations growing up were cruises. So at this point, I've been on like 33 cruises. I've been on more than the years I've been alive, pretty much. So with that comes like a little bit of perks, right? So in Royal Caribbean, I'm a Diamond member, but in Celebrity Cruises, I'm like an Elite member, which is just like I get added incentive. So Leo grandfathered in, and he says he married up, and so he's only been on like 3 cruises, but he's a Diamond member too. Mm-hmm. And Isla, mm-hmm. she's a Diamond member because of us. Mm-hmm. So she might be the youngest Diamond member. Anyway, I digress. So there's like a private dining room for breakfast, and then you can get like lattes and mochas, like specialty coffees that other people would get charged for, you would get free. And that's what happened. So like, you guys, I got you into the private breakfast room, mm-hmm. and then I ordered our mochas, and it was like I was pregnant, okay? Mm-hmm. And I was like leaving coffee. I hadn't drinking coffee since I found out I was pregnant. And then I was like on the cruise, I love their mochas. I'm gonna splurge, and
That's gonna be my one coffee.
That's my one thing of caffeine today.
And well, the whole pregnancy, really.
Yeah. So then I like ordered it, and then he was like, "Oh, can I get your CPass card?" Which is like to charge me, and I'm just like, "Excuse me, why?" And he's like, "Oh, we have to charge." And I'm like, "But I'm a Diamond member." He's like, "You are." And that's the most frustrating thing to me. Okay, I get it. I'm young.
Yeah, backstory. People who have been on 33 cruises are not in their mid-20s.
Yeah, typically. They're, you know, so like 60 or something.
Yeah, you're used to seeing Diamond members who are already
much older.
Yeah, probably right. In retirement. And then she has to prove to people.
I always get grilled. Like, they ask me, and I've been on boats, guys, that are no longer in existence. Like, there's a boat that's in the bottom of the seat, and I was on it. Yeah.
Wow.
Like, there's boats that don't exist. There's boats that have been retired, and they've been sold off. And so I've got to tell this to people multiple times so they can believe me. Mm-hmm. So that was one thing. They wanted to charge me, and I'm like, I'm in this private room for a reason.
Yeah.
You didn't just let me in. Then, like, I wanted a Cherry's Jubilee, my favorite dessert. And they didn't make it for me, and they didn't even, like, come and say no or sorry about it.
Yeah, she asked, like, can you find out if they can? And then they just brought another dessert.
Yeah, and I was just like, you could at least just tell me. Mm-hmm. Plus, it was, like, a little mixture of pregnancy hormones. I feel like I might have cried at the fact that I couldn't get, like, ice cream with cherries on top. Like, I don't know, you know?
Well, for us, we didn't know the difference, so we're just like, yeah. This is great. But she, who has been on so many cruises.
I'm just like, I just wanted ice cream, you know?
But if that was our biggest issue, it was still a wonderful vacation.
Yeah, no, it was great.
Yeah.
Besides, like, I was witness to everyone's shenanigans because I was completely sober the whole time.
Listen, and that was a secret, okay?
No, but that was fun, too. I thought it would be annoying, but it was
not. I did turn to her at one point, and I'm already a couple drinks in, and I'm like, Wilkes, are you having fun or are you really annoyed? And then you said, you guys are fun.
Yeah, I was like, this is hilarious.
And that actually was me because I had to drive myself home this past weekend. And so I hung out with some friends and I allowed them to drink whatever they wanted. And I'm looking around and I'm like, don't tell me that I... And it wasn't them because they were behaving fine. But at the area that we were with, because we had gone out to downtown, I'm like, oh my goodness, do I behave this
God.
Way?
Wall
like
Street,
when I have a few drinks in.
Wall Street sober is very...
Oh, it's eye-opening.
Wow.
You see like the darkest pits of the human condition.
Whoa. If any of you listeners live in Orlando and you decide to go to Wall Street on a Friday,
mm-hmm.
sober, it's like... Seriously, we took my friends when they came to visit, and we were like, we had like a glass of wine
mm-hmm.
at dinner, and then we were like, well, let's go to Wall Street because it's kind of fun, you know, the clubs and the music and mm-hmm. the drinks or whatever. And we're like, and there's people like stumbling out, and I'm just like, oh my God. Guys.
Yeah, there was one girl who at one point I was like, should I go ask you if you're okay?
Yeah.
Because she was like, with different, I didn't know who she was with because she was with different guys every time I turned around. And it wasn't like they were just dancing. It was, like, really intense. And I'm just thinking to myself, This is beyond, like, when I have a few drinks and you start having a little bit more fun than usual, I still try, there's a rational part of my mind that keeps me sane. Yeah, you have to
stay a little coherent, right? Like, there's people on the side throwing up, and it's just a more of like, oh my god, is this what we look like when we come and drink
at Wall Street? I really hope not. I don't think so. Even when we were on the cruise, whatever you do it in the privacy of your cabin.
Yeah, right? And it was like, but you see other people and you're just like, oh my god, you're on a floating ship in the pitch black of the sea.
In the ocean, and you're hanging over the railing.
Do not do anything crazy on the pool deck. Come on.
I remember that Joel got very concerned when he didn't find us right away.
We were all like pooping bricks. We were just like, where the heck are these girls?
We were in the kitchen eating pizza.
And they're over here with their pizza slices, and we're just like, we're going up and down the stairs, down the hallways, every single place we could think of.
I couldn't even imagine what thoughts went through your head. I was like,
she's gone,
here.
Overboard. I don't even know. What do we do? Do we call the captain?
Should we call somebody? I'm eating pizza in the closed kitchen.
We can't go back home. Her dad's going to kill us. We're going to die.
But all in all, again, we were supposed to keep that under wraps, and now it's on our podcast.
Oh, God. But it's a good time. I highly suggest cruising. Although, I don't know. I think the rest of the group is kind of veering away from cruising.
I'm okay with cruising. There is one member who's like, eh, and I get it. Cruising is not the most comfortable vacation because you have to sacrifice one thing for another.
Yeah.
The convenience factor of cruises surpasses a lot of the comfort factor. But if comfort is very important to you, or alone time, those are two things that are scarce to come by on the cruise.
So the only other thing that would compare would be like an all-inclusive elsewhere, like
which are really big in Mexico, the Dominican Republic, where we're from.
I think that's what we're doing. So if you guys have any suggestions, I've been looking on Groupon, but there's plenty. There's like Living Social, and
Living Social,
like a whole
Groupon.
Bunch of
I'm sure that even
websites.
If you go directly through a resort, they sometimes tend to have pretty
good some
packages.
Deals. So we're looking for just a fun trip. So if you guys have any ideas.
Yeah.
I definitely need a beach.
We were looking at the mountains. Mm-hmm. We were looking at like Colorado in October.
That would be fun too.
Yeah. But I think that because nothing here in the United States tends to be all inclusive.
Yeah.
You're looking at over $1,000 per person.
Yeah.
So cost effective with maybe about a 5-day trip.
Mm-hmm.
I think anything beyond five days with
I'll
one
be
another.
Like fiending to, I couldn't. I could not go away from the baby smell.
No,
for that
I just, I'm waiting for the moment that you're like, I regret coming here. I'm never doing this again. What was
That's
I
why I think like the Colorado trip is like, has me second guessing because I feel like the cold weather would make me so sad and be like, I don't want to be here.
I'm cold and grumpy.
I just want to go back to the baby. No, but this year, I'm looking forward to that, and just, you know, I guess any little milestones, the baby maybe starts walking and talking.
Yeah. Podcast-wise, we're really excited to make it to our 1 year.
Yeah.
Because for a while, this was something that we had been talking about, and now we finally, you know, have a following, we have, you know, made really cool business relationships with some other podcasts here. Who do similar topics or are living in the general area. And, of course, it did take a bit of a turn with baby Isla coming when she did. But we're just excited to see where this goes from here.
Yeah, I'm excited, too. I'm proud of us for sticking through.
Yeah.
And I'm proud of us for making a following and, you know, interacting with you guys, which is super important for us. And, you know, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook. I know I'm terrible at it, but I'll get better. Maybe. It's just hard. I feel old that I don't know how to dominate Facebook at all.
Yeah.
But I'm going to try.
This has been a learning experience, and it's just a way of us being able to kind of air out our thoughts with like-minded people and with one another. You know,
I think it's made us a little closer.
Absolutely.
And it's made us understand each other a lot more. And even if we differ in opinions, it's not like the end of the world.
It happens often where we don't have the same opinion on something, but it just opens up your worldview. So that's what we hope to inspire. And I think that was the intention. It was just like, sit around the table with your friends, talk about these topics with them too.
Yeah.
And see where you guys land, you know? That was the intention, and it's just a back to basics kind of.
So it's been fun.
Yeah, it's been extremely fun. So It's going to be very interesting to see what 2017 brings us professionally, personally, and corporately as a country. Oh, and bear with us because we are still navigating. And
hopefully not that many deaths this year. My God, of celebrities. Gosh.
Betty White is still here.
Thank God.
So she's still with us. She's still kicking. Jeez. And she's very active still.
Last year was just like, my goodness.
Yeah. So thank you guys so much for tuning in. And we're so glad that we did get to introduce baby Isla to the world. We've been talking about her for 10 months at this point. I know. You know?
And now, everyone knows her name now.
Yes. Oh, my gosh. I will admit this before we go. One time during a conversation, we were talking about baby names, and you mentioned that you loved Ryan Reynolds' daughter's name, James. Mm-hmm. And you're like, I like androgynous names like James or Ryan. And I'm like, they're going to name him her name or something like Arthur or Joseph.
I really like Dylan. Dylan was, like, a really high up there name for me, but Lil didn't like it.
Yeah, and when they announced Isla Rae, I was so happy. It does have a lot of meaning for you guys.
Specifically for us, you know, we met on a cruise, Lil and I, and we really started talking, and I think we'd say we've, like, fell in love maybe on an island. Mm-hmm. I mean, we did. And then we moved to the Sunshine, or I did, to the Sunshine State.
You honeymooned on the cruise with sun rays and islands. Mm-hmm. So Isla Rae.
So Isla Rae. Mm-hmm. That's her little baby.
Good luck trying to come up with a second name for baby
number
two.
I know, right? Oh, my God.
You're like,
God.
Rae Island.
That's what Joel said. He was like, you guys have just put your foot in it. Like, what are you going to do the second time around? And we're like, we have a couple names on reserve that we're just like, okay, it'll work too.
Yeah. So long as it means something to you, it doesn't have to match her name exactly. But so long as it means something to you, that's what matters. But, so thank you guys so much for tuning in. Like I said, we're really excited to come back into this year full force. Yeah. So do you guys have any updates from last year? Did you come up with a resolution? Did you take our advice and have a different twist on resolutions? Let us know. We're really excited to connect with you guys. Definitely. And if you guys have those vacation recommendations, let us know. I think we're looking for tropical because it's more fun.
Yeah, I think so too.
But whether it's local or not, or if you know of any good deals that are all inclusive, let us know. So thank you guys so much. We trust you guys to make sure that we're having a good time.
I know. thank you so much.
Yes.
And we'll be back soon.
Yeah, stay tuned. Tell your friends about us. Bye.